From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Three more presidential contests take place tomorrow in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. They've been dubbed the Beltway primaries, the Chesapeake primaries, and the Potomac primaries, but whatever you call them, they add up to more delegates. On the Democratic side, 168 pledged delegates are at stake. As NPR's Audie Cornish reports, Virginia is getting the most attention, both for the delegates it will yield tomorrow and for what the state could do for the party in the fall.
Virginia may be for lovers, but it hasn't been for a Democratic presidential candidate since Lyndon Johnson in 1964. However, in recent years, the Commonwealth has elected back-to-back Democrats for governor, unseated a Republican senator, and is favored to win another Senate seat this year. Now Democrats are dreaming even bigger, hoping to carry the state in November for their presidential candidate. But first, they're going to have to decide on which Democrat has the best chance.
If it were the same old game, I think probably that Hillary Clinton would have the advantage.
And that's the dilemma facing Bob Baxter of Norfolk.
I think if Obama can empower enough people to get out that haven't been involved with the process before, I think that he would have a good chance of turning that around and being able to win. It's probably going to be right in the voting booth where I make that determination.
Baxter was among the 6,000 Democratic Party faithful that met this weekend at the annual Jefferson Jackson Dinner, where speeches by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were the headlining event. Looking out over the crowd at the Siegel Center at Virginia Commonwealth University, it was clear that the Obama contingent was very strong. Obama supporters danced as a marching band led them along the sidewalk out front. They crowded the upper decks, doing the wave and drowning out Clinton supporters with what seemed like an endless supply of chants. Mary Peterson of Fairfax summed up the mood of many.
I'm just ready for a new generation and a new face. That's really, I'm 66 and I remember Jack Kennedy and how he inspired our generation. And I think Obama has an ability to bring people together.
But there are still undecided voters to be found, like Renee Mullins of Fairfax.
Hillary, I'm not real sure about her. I'm not too sure if Brother Bill's going to be some baggage or not. Obama, I like him. He talks a good talk, but can he walk the walk? And for everybody, you know, not just color, not just sex, you know, for everybody.
And Susan Brooks of Richmond, who says she knows Clinton has been campaigning hard for women like her.
Do have some kind of emotional tie to vote for Barack Obama. He's sort of a rock star persona. I think I'm from the Hillary Clinton generation. I had to blaze a few trails, and I think she's blazed a lot, and I guess I'd love to see a woman president. So really torn between the two of them.
Which is probably why Clinton doubled her efforts here, launching more radio and TV ads and dispatching her husband to a half dozen campaign events. After a weekend of victories for Obama in Washington State, Louisiana, Nebraska, Maine, even the Virgin Islands, Clinton must make a play here, says Bob Holsworth of Virginia Commonwealth University.
The challenge for Hillary Clinton is that almost everyone believes that during the next few weeks, Barack Obama is going to do pretty well. And I think what she wants to make sure is that she doesn't get blown out in these states.
Whoever wins tomorrow, Democrats insist that the enthusiasm shown in the primary could very well carry over to November and not only elect Mark Warner to the Senate, but perhaps putting the state's electoral votes in their column for the first time in 44 years. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Richmond.